Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, there were a lot of things about yesterday's broadcast that I thought were strange and bad.
I think I have a guess now, but keep going.
Well, I love the Super Bowl. It's so interesting because you have so much to talk about. The halftime show, the ads.
It's a cornucopia of
topics.
It really is,
and there's always we're hyper. Aware of just everything that they broadcast and everything that they do. Mm-hmm. I thought that it got a little, I don't know, I think they're getting a little overly tribute-y. And I knew that they would obviously do a thing on what happened in New Orleans on New Year's Eve, but yeah. Now it seems like you have to mention every tragedy. Sure. You have to mention the wildfires, you have to mention North Carolina. Yeah. Can't you just... I mean, that happened in New Orleans. Yeah. Can't they just do a bit on that?
Because I don't know about you. I may be biased. I like some of the pregame stuff, I think, more than you do. But one of my favorite parts of the broadcast was, and again, all fairness, I love New Orleans. It might be my favorite city in the United States, and I love Lady Gaga. But that hold my hand on Bourbon Street with all
good.
The first responders.
It was good.
I
didn't see it live, but I went back and watched
that
it.
That got me a little bit.
Well, you knew that they would do something.
But then it turned, like you said, then it turned into every tragedy.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like we're getting overly, I don't know. It's just so.
Well, there was definitely a theme at the Super Bowl of, except for the halftime show, bring everybody together, right? From the Jesus ads to the hate thing to the just, there was a lot of, America, we're together. The one thing we can all agree on is no tragedies and football's awesome. Like there was that sense of...
And you know what bothers me about that? Not that, I mean, that's a good thing to try to do.
It's a good sentiment.
Here's one example that I thought was just so disingenuous. Mm-hmm. So they had the Rocket mortgage ad.
Yes.
Where it was, singing Country Roads, you know, by John Denver. Yeah. And then they come back from that break, mm-hmm. and they are playing Country Roads in the stadium.
Yeah, people are singing.
And they're panning around to the crowd who is singing it. And it is not it's not like the viral video from Germany, where in Germany, that's a thing. When the NFL plays over there, they play Country Roads, and all the Germans are all swilling their Gutschdemeanors or whatever, and they're all singing along.
Got their beer shoes out. Let's go.
And Lederhosen.
That was a viral moment from earlier in the year in the NFL.
They tried to recreate it.
Well, so they try to recreate that. Yeah. But then tag it with a sponsor. That's like the opposite. And then they come back and they're like, this moment of unity inspired by Rocket. It's like, dude, that's the opposite of a viral video. That's the part that drives me crazy, that the Super Bowl...
Everything is sponsored by something. Trust me. Like, God. No matter what it is, unity, love, peace, it's all brought to you by Bud Light.
How about just create a viral moment or at least try? Well, they can't do that. They have to take the old viral moment, slap Rocket on it, and tell us it's a moment of unity. No, it's not. By the way, no one in that stadium really cared that they were playing John Denver.
Because nice, no one in that stadium was just watching the commercial, I'd imagine.
Exactly. They don't even know what
that... So it's like, it means nothing to them.
You don't tell us something's a viral video that isn't. Or a viral moment. It's not.
It is. That, all
God.
Of that. Was that
no,
your...
No, okay. that's not even what I wanted to get to.
That's all right. I hadn't thought of that, but yes, that is a valid point of the fake viral moment.
So the strangest thing in that game to me by a mile, and I wonder if you guys thought this.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, and we can have a whole discussion about how Tom Brady is as a broadcaster.
Sure.
$350 million is a lot of freaking money. He can handle criticism, okay? Mm-hmm. He's not the best. I've always, to this moment, if you've listened to the show, I don't think he's that bad of a broadcaster.
And I think he's poor.
Yeah, and a lot of people do. I don't see that as much, but mm-hmm. I thought he had a bad day yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I thought was strange, this is so strange, the Chiefs are getting blown out. Mm-hmm. That MF-er never once mentioned his comeback against Atlanta.
I thought he did in the...
He didn't.
Are you sure when it
yes.
was...
I'm positive, dude,
huh.
because I was listening for it. I'm like, yeah. this is so... The whole... So, it's, of course, as you know me,
yeah.
I get something in my kitchen.
Yeah, you're good.
And then I'm watching for it and listening for it. He didn't. First of all, Kevin Burkhardt never teed him up for it.
Yeah,
he may have talked about it towards the end.
That's
but towards the end of the game.
Yeah,
it was
the hay was in the barn.
I am with you. At 24-0 going into
dude,
half.
You have to have that conversation.
He never mentioned. That's why you pay him $350 million to have him in the booth.
Yeah.
That is the quarterback who orchestrated the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history,
yep.
and he never talked about it
yeah.
while that team was down. Whatever, 24 or 34.
It was 28-3, and this was 28.
24-0.
Dude, that is so
yeah. you're
weird.
Right. And I guess that didn't really dawn on me. But yeah, it's you would think that there would have been, what did you guys talk about?
Yes.
How did you know, blah, blah, blah.
Or just Tom. Like, I wonder if he thinks maybe he didn't want to sound like he was bragging
yeah.
about it. But dude, this is why you're a broadcaster. Let us into what it's like to be down 25 points. Your mindset,
yeah.
the huddle, what you're thinking about how to come back, what adjustments you made, you know, like, dude, I thought that was awful. That made Tom Brady. I'm like, dude, Tom Brady does not get this broadcasting thing because he never mentioned that one time.
I just never think he's any good, and I thought it was interesting that the most interesting part of the game for me when he actually interjected something that I thought was worthwhile was at the end when he talked about what it was like losing the Super Bowl when he lost to the Giants and what it was like, you know, for Mahomes when the Buccaneers beat him. And I thought that was the only time he brought real insight to what it's like to be in the Super Bowl.
Well,
but
I just think he's bad. I feel like the game. So he definitely didn't mention it while the game was still like what we're thinking the Chiefs may come back.
Sure.
He didn't because I was listening for it. I know some texters are saying, well, he did. I think he mentioned it towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
And towards the end, I don't know about you, but was it me or did he get really chatty? All of a sudden,
yes.
the game got out of hand.
Yes,
and
he
they
was trying to fill.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There was no coming back, and Burkhart really wasn't teeing him up.
No.
So Brady just kind of started talking.
And there were multiple times where he was talking about random stuff while plays were going on. That much I 100% remember.
Yeah, and
it
that's
was weird.
And he had trouble getting it out of breaks, too.
And that's where he mentioned it was in there, because at that point he was just having diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah.
But he...
Well, I think one of the hardest things for a broadcaster, and this is why like baseball guys are so good, is that when you have downtime and there's nothing really to talk about during the game because it's an ass kicking, you've got time to fill because you can't really get into schematics and X's and O's when the play doesn't matter and backups are in. And I do think that Tom handled that very poorly because, yes, he did get diarrhea of the mouth.
Well, he's an interesting, I mean, he's got a lot of interesting things to say.
Yeah.
He's Tom freaking Brady.
Yeah.
He just doesn't, he just doesn't spin him out the way
he would be.
We're expecting.
He would be much better off because did you? Again, I hate to crap on old people, but for as much crap as we give Lee Corso, hey Terry Bradshaw.
Oh yeah,
dude, I'm looking at you, man. Like Jimmy Johnson sounds like Jimmy may be done. Sound like this was kind of a farewell to Jimmy Johnson. So they need to farewell to Terry Bradshaw. And Tom in long form has been pretty good. Like when Tom was doing the Super Bowl rounds, like with Colin and stuff, yeah. I thought he's much better in that.
Right.
What they need to do is just admit that the play-by-play thing doesn't work and boot Jimmy and Terry off that show because it's bloated anyways, and put Tom in that. Put him next to Strahan. You know, put him in that context. And I think he would be much better because he is not cut out to be a color analyst.
He also had the really weird deal of he never would admit the game was over. And I get that because he's Tom Brady. Like, you don't think that way when you're a high-level athlete.
Yeah, he kept mentioning, but he kept, it's Mahomes.
Well, he kept his never over till it's over mentality. Yeah. At some point, dude, take 40, that hat
40 to 6.
Take the hat off. Yeah. You're in the broadcast booth. We all know the game is over. It's okay if you admit the game is over.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Well, again, I think you just see inexperience. When that's your first time ever doing that, and it's been a rough year, to hand him the Super Bowl. Remember when the Patriots fired Gerard Mayo and said, that's on us. We put him in a situation that he wasn't ready. That's Fox. They put Tom Brady in a situation that he was not able to handle. That stage was too big for him. And that's weird to say because no stage should be too big for Tom Brady, but that's not like playing quarterback. That was that moment was too big for him and he didn't know what he was doing and it was bad.
Well, he doesn't really have the gift of gab.
Like, no, he does not.
He's just,
it's just awkward.
He's a guy that if he wasn't Tom Brady,
you'd
sit next to him in a bar, you would get up and leave. Like he's not.
His watch kept bothering me too. I couldn't stop looking at his watch.
Oh, the $800,000 tourbillon?
Yeah. It was so the gold on it. It was like that scene from Pulp Fiction when they open up the case with the soul. And I was like, geez, Tom, the hell is that thing? And then, of course, everyone started looking it up. I'm like, oh, it's $750,000.
Yeah, I don't think he's cut for like chewing the fat. I think he's cut for like being teed up by Burkhart or somebody or being teed up in a studio setting. But if he hopped in here with you guys for 4 hours just to kick it around, I don't think that's where he works.
Oh, God, no. No, you'd have to interview, you know, you'd have to try to drag stuff out.
Like, he
of
doesn't have that personality, and I think you need a little bit of that when you're on the color of a 4-hour football game.
Which is
game.
Why I said he would That's be much right. better on a studio show where you know what you're going to do, it's scripted, it's not off the cuff. And I'll tell you, the ability to get in solid talking points in a 20 or sometimes 15 second window is a real skill, and that ain't Tom. He does not know when to do it. He doesn't know how to do it. And I don't put that on him. It's Fox. Fox screwed up. And then the score bug and just...
Let's get into that.
It was a clunky broadcast.
We got a lot of stuff from the broadcast we haven't discussed yet. The Super Bowl sashimi.
Yeah, and if you want a deep dive into the actual game, go back. Our first hour and a half, we got pretty sportsy on that.
So that's coming up next. Here's Beth.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.